Good morning. This is episode 8. Take 2. 3. I had a problem. Oh, yeah. But you probably won't even notice it because it won't even be there. So, who cares?
Alright, now.
Hopefully everything will be fine and working. So, yeah. Now, let's go off to the main idea of why I didn't do this last week. Yeah, I got lots of time now, but that's because I got it plugged into the laptop, which is supposed to be plugged into the wall, so I won't run out of power this time. My battery died right after starting the first take of this podcast. It'll be fine. I put the cord on it. It was an extension USB cord, so I can hold it around and talk to it. Like if I'm actually doing a microphone podcast. With this, I can, like, pause it and stuff. Well, of course, you can pause it on automatic as well. But we're going to get to the down to the details. DK, or also known as DD Kong. He's one of the first... One of the newest Super Smash Bros. Characters. His appearance is Donkey Kong Country. Not Donkey Kong. Which is weird, huh? No. But, you know, is Up Attack is the... little rocket pack. His standard B is his peanut shooter, peanut pop gun. The side ones are like a flip. They can also latch on the enemies and start wailing on them. And down B, throw a banana. Peel. They make people slip. Or the players slip. Not 100% sure when the date he came out, but I know he's next in line. So, he's next in line in the list of All-Star. I'm going to probably do a second one this week, too. You know, catch up. I don't want to be behind. That's something I really want to talk about. Let's go off to our games. I'm making quick time. That only took like a few minutes. Oh, yeah, and that song was Numa Numa Game Boy Remix by Pixel Crusher of Newgrounds. It's spelled PIXLCRUSHR. Building upon it, I guess. Oh, yeah. Let's say... Alright. Now, we want to actually do this in one way. We want to... say... you know. I'm just going to go like this. It's going to be, it's not building upon, because I'm not having it in the background, so... the game this week, let's see. Let's go to Spectrobes Beyond the Portals. I haven't completed it yet, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good in that case the Disney made even a DLD gamer, but you have to, the bad part about that, you have to register online. On a computer. Or Wii. You can't really do it on the DS's web browser, if you have it. DSi is going to have its own web browser, and maybe even better, maybe even with Flash. Hopefully, I hope for Flash. Flash on the DS. So we could watch YouTube. That would be fun. Well, Spectres Beyond the Portal is basically the same, but the battle, the combat, and the evolutionary systems are wrapped up, and a little easier to understand. It's like, I just put these guys in here, and it's like, do I have to wait, or do I have to feed them minerals, or... I never could get it on the original one. I never even got past the desert planet then. It never got to me. Never really wanted to, you know. and shit. But I like the second one. The second one's better. Stuck, though. Oh, well. I'll get past it eventually. Anyways, yeah. That game's pretty interesting. As in the case that it's Spectrums. Of course it's going to be interesting. And it's similar to Pokemon, because you got to collect them all, sort of. But there aren't as many, I think. There could be hundreds, a few hundred of them. From what I know, all the old Spectrums are there.
Sure, yeah.
So far, 6 minutes. Interesting. Yeah, and we're going to be talking about an interesting freeware studio. Coming up later. So stay tuned. And the next installment of Neil Tales. It's an imaginational type situation that I've been around for a long time. And that's how I get into the demon. Yeah, man, we're not people calling there yet, he goes, I don't know. Duty Con is what's up. Now, that game so far, IGN gave it an 8.8, I think. That's pretty good. It's awesome. Play online? Oh, this one's ramped up, though, for online. That you can not only upload statuses from your game, or download things that never, ever, ever get updated, period. They never updated that thing last year. At all. Which is not even fair. Well, the web episodes, come on. Could download them to your DS and play them real quick and then it'll delete them as soon as it's done. But come on, it won't even do that. It's like not even fair. Well, anyways, the game is pretty good. So, still an interesting idea. You know how those things on laptops where you had the side thing, which you press the button and then the CD drive pops out, or DVD drive pops out. Why not have a numeric pad where you can just like, boop, pops up, you can start typing, when you're done with it, just put it right back in. It's that simple. It's pretty interesting. Well, let's talk about a website. Website, 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 website. Me are thinking of others. Sport.com talks about, you know, updates of sport and stuff like that. And also, you can see other creations that people have made, including Pokemon. It's pretty interesting. I'm going to try to make Neo Mew in a 3D character model. If you ever want to make 3D character models, you just do that. And if you know how to hack it out of there, maybe you bought it as something, which is interesting. You know, it's the created. But what's interesting is that you can't actually hack your model out of the game, which is weird. Where do they get stored anyway? What's weird is that when you make one, it's actually a picture. Which is weird. It's like a little picture file. Picture data storage. It's so revolutionary and advanced. Yeah, you find out what you make. It's make your own sportcast. I'm going to go check if I have email. Maybe I might have something this week. Sorry if it feels a little less... Don't worry. You guys are all my friends, but if we listen to this thing. Yahoo! Checking up my email. Checking the email. Here we go. Checking down the email. Do I have an email? Let's find out. Let's find out. Your mail. Alright. Your bank cards at yahoo.com. This is classified. I mean, you're not going to get the password. Not that. I don't have anything. It's got spam. Let's see. I got spam. Let's see what we got. OG Planet? No. Let's see. My name is blah 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 blah. Yeah, just some piece of crap thing. Miss Esther Badass. Let's see, that's from Indisclosed Receptions. Let's see. I'm a banger fan. I read Jesus before some faith of her. Rather, a crude oil dealer late made a fixed positive. Blah 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 blah. Okay, whatever. Contact me at, let's see. We use your bank account to receive the. Let me know your interest and your term. If we. We'll use your bank account to receive this money. How do they even know that I even have a bank account? That's just strange. You know, you get stands like, we're gonna like put like millions of dollars in your thing. We're gonna need your Oh yeah, here's interesting. But the so-called person, the fortune it came from, like, unfortunately, he was killed in a car hijacking on a road between. That's weird. Hijacking. Yeah, you gotta look out for these emails. Well, it wasn't nothing really, but, you know. Time to delete! We had Smash World Forms like you. Let's see now. That's my own email. Let's see. Let's see what else we got. Let's see, Yang. Let's see, blah 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 blah. Okay, whatever. Something about Hong Kong. Well, looks like we have no mail again. So, any viewers? Just junk. Still. On episode 8. 2 months and no one has wrote to me. Like, no one cares. It's not fair. No one likes sending you. Hopefully, you guys are right to me at one point, so that way I can, yeah. Oh well. Hot to news! We're gonna say that Spore is actually having two new expansion packs. The Space Exploration Expansion Pack. More details around spring. And the Creepy and Cute Expansion Pack coming out November 18th. A date may vary at some point. Who knows? It's gonna have 100 new parts. And I'm not 100% sure what else, but it's a parts pack. It's gonna be about $20. We'll work with the creature creator. And Spore. Duh. But I don't think it would work with the trial, so. Mister, I like sports. Sports are fun. And I'm going to collect each and every sport expansion and report back. Yeah, it's somehow the Podomatic, just to notice, if Podomatic does go down and stuff gets deleted by accident, I'm not replacing them. So it's, and I'll probably upload them every so often to a file sharing thing. I'll just keep them on my Gmail. It's like, yeah. And right there. So you got your mail. Yeah, it could be on that one. So that way I can keep an eye on them. I'll put a link on it. So that way you guys can, like, press the info button and just press the little info button on the iTunes. Little tiny black button. It's next to the information and that has a little eye in it. Click on it, and links that are things that are highlighted in blue, which I put the quotes in there, so that way they're distinguished as sites. You just click on them, it'll open up your browser, and it's interesting, actually. It works only in iTunes that I know of, at least. You know, I found it, so. Links. I forgot what I just said. Sorry. They're uploading at the MP3s. I download them each time. So I keep an MP3 list. Because I always delete the WAVs. Just because. Like, sound high end. Go to keep it like that, I guess. Man, how much time? Oh, wow, 17 minutes. We have to wrap up this one. We're actually having a double feature this week. The makeup from last week. Oh, my booby. Alright. It's interesting, I guess. Ah, yeah, freeware. We have a thing called, Tree Studio. Let me bring it up. Bring it up. Takes a little bit of time, and I used to have a little bit of time, I know that. You should take me to the DVD soft. This might be it. No? What's the other computer? But I really had one. It was an interesting... Well, I have a website later on, so it won't even make any difference. Maybe I do. Well, probably, but you know. There's only freewares, which is an interesting one. DVD soft. Let's see. No, don't download, you piece of crap. No. Cancel. You're cool. I'm trying to download it. I was trying to see if it'll take me to its site. It won't take me to the site, obviously, but. It works for Windows. That's for sure. Looks for Windows. There's a site that has only freeware. Which is interesting, actually. Well, let me just put it in this. It has some interesting features. DVD, Video Soft. Free converters. Here's a list of its small list. Free Studio 4.0. The unique and amazing offer from DVD Soft Video. Freeware discussion guides. Hopefully I can get about. Let's see. What do we got? Here's a free video and conversion software. Let's see. Free video to DVD converter 1.1.1.2. Free video to flash converter 4.1.2.2. Perfect for if you're using LiveSWIFT. That way you can get the SWF file that you need to put in LiveSWIFT. So that way you can have videos in it. Which is perfect. Even if you don't have it and stuff. To people that are using LiveSWIFT for Windows. Free 3GP video converter 3.1.2.1. Free video to iPod and PSP converter 3.1.2.1. Then again, you can just use iTunes to convert your stuff. It's not like any big difference. Free video to iPhone converter 2.1.2.1. Free video to MP3 converter. Perfect for things that you want to, you know, get a YouTube video and get the MP3 or something. Or just get an MP3 off a video. Yeah. Make it like an MP3 form. And that's version 3.1.2.1. Free video to JPG. It's a photo file. Converter 1.4.2.1 free audio converter converted to an audio to another audio 1.1.1.2. Then we have free burning and ripping software, free DVD video burner 1.1.1.2. That's if you want to make DVDs. Yeah. Something interesting. Hopefully, I have forgot a strange story. My PS2 is not modded in any way. I do not mod my stuff. I do not use Hebrew for my stuff. I do not do any of that junk. I hate that. Computers? All the Hebrew you can get. Well, I mean, like, you know, clones of games that people have made, fan games and stuff. Hey, pretty much for a computer. Anything that you make at home, or someone has made at home, is considered Hebrew. What are you gonna do? But the PS2, back to the story, actually, This is gonna be an hour-long special, I guess. So I gotta find out the next guy. Or I could just split this in two. Which I'm gonna probably do. Probably not enough time for that. But it did play a DVD that was burned. I got the little Super Smash Bros. Brothers Brawl trailer and put it on there. It was the AVS stuff. But it worked. Once, and then it never worked again. Oh well. What are we gonna do? Alright. Yeah. Okay, and then free disc burner at 1.1.1.2. It's new. Free audio CD burner 1.1.1.2. Free DVD decryptor. I'm not gonna say what version that is. I don't recommend doing that either. Unless it's one of your own DVDs. Then yeah. That's 1.3.3.1. You know, only use that if you, like, did something to your DVD and you can't get it off, or you reset it and you wanna do it or something. I don't know. There's a way to decrypt it and convert it or something. I don't know. I'm not gonna say anything else. Free audio CD grabber. It's self-explanatory. Coming soon. Free YouTube subware. I'm running out of time. Episode 9 will come. I'll go back to that. Half of it was done. So this way, we're gonna, you know, we're gonna go back and finish off that song. See you in the next episode. I'll put the blink to it. But time for some music. See you later. Until episode 9. Yeah. Good. Sorry about that. Had an error. It wouldn't start now. Okay. Now it should work. Since it's on, it has full power. I like this. Better. 3, 2, 1.